ABC Radio Australia.
Now, despite Solomon Islands not having any reported cases of COVID-19, the capital Honiara has been on lockdown for the past 36 hours. It ended just over an hour ago at 6 a.m. Solomon Islands time. And our reporter, Evan Wasuka, is in Honiara and joins us now. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, Talia.
Evan, tell me what the past 36 hours has been like.
Well, Talia, it's been a very quiet past 36 hours with the lockdown just ending about an hour ago. And I was out on the streets just having a look around and things were slowly coming back to life with lots of traffic. And down at the market in town, there's market vendors rushing to unload their goods and looking to get back into how things are.
So it sounds like people in the Solomon Islands have been abiding by the 36 hours and, you know, staying home and doing what they've had to. Have there been any police reports suggesting otherwise?
Well, Talia, I spoke to the Deputy Police Commissioner yesterday and she was saying that overall things have been really good and really quiet. People have been following the rules, but there were 22 arrests in the first night for people breaching the rules of the lockdown. People were out and about, and these 22 arrests were people caught and were taken into custody. We haven't got the latest reports from last night because the police statistics are yet to be out.
So I guess so far, well, obviously without those police reports, it sounds like it has been a success. Now, talk me through, because as we said, Solomon Islands hasn't had any reported cases of COVID-19, yet the Prime Minister, Manase Sogavare, was still pushing this idea of that 36-hour lockdown. Why was that?
Well, Talia, it's all about, according to the Prime Minister, it's about getting that practice in place. Solomon Islands doesn't have any COVID-19 cases, but they really wanted to get the frontline officers tested and ready to react and, you know, go into action once or if there is a case of COVID-19 in the country. And he really had to sell this idea really hard. And this was what he said on Wednesday when he was trying to convince people to follow the lockdown rules. This is Prime Minister Manase Sogavare.
With a disease as infectious, serious and dangerous as COVID-19, we cannot gamble with our people's lives and pretend that a simple desktop exercise will give us all we need to know and highlight all the deficiencies and shortcomings of our untried standing operating procedures. The event, we have a real case of COVID-19 in our country. We must test our capabilities throughout this lockdown.
That was Prime Minister Sogavare there. But Evan, there has been some opposition to this lockdown. What are the people who are opposing it saying?
Well, it all comes back to this fact that Solomon Islands doesn't have any COVID-19 cases. So the opposition has been questioning the value of a lockdown, why do you need to shut down businesses, schools, disrupt lives and, you know, impact the economy. So they've been pushing this really hard. And I spoke to the opposition member of parliament, Peter Kenroy Jr., who's been a vocal critic of the lockdown. And I put those points that the Prime Minister raised back to him. And this was what Peter Kenroy Jr. had to say.
For me, those reasons are not justified with a lockdown, because I think those preparations can continue without asking people to stay home and limit their movement. The frontliners, I take my hat off to them. They continue to serve us to the best of their ability. But on this case, I don't think their work is hampered by asking people to stay home. Solomon Islanders are very obedient people. If the need arises for them to stay home, they will stay home. I trust Solomon Islanders when push comes to shove. When the disease is here, if the disease is here, and they've been asked to stay home, they will. They will stay home and they will cooperate. We don't need a practice to stay home.
That was opposition MP Peter Kenilorea Jr. there. And obviously, Evan, you've been busy during the 36-hour lockdown talking to politicians. But away from the politics, what did families who have been going through this 36-hour lockdown period have to say?
Well, Talia, most of a lot of people, like my family, my mother, she spent the last 36 hours, well, not all of it, but most of it, cleaning up the house and doing a bit of gardening. So it was a time for people to take a bit of time out and tend to the houses, clean up and do things around the place. For a lot of people, it was time to spend time with family. I know people who had a motu, which is like the umu, or a baked meal with their family. So for a lot of people, it's just about taking time out and just spending time together while you're being forced to stay home, actually.
Mm. Was there any panic buying that took place before the lockdown started?
Well, I was out on Wednesday and there was a bit of rush for people trying to do their shopping and to buy things before the 36 hours started. For me and a lot of people, it was about getting the prepaid electricity, the cash power. So there was a bit of a long line there and people were stocking up on fuel. So there was a tiny bit of element of panic buying as people were rushing to get the things ready before the 36 hours started.
So, Evan, I guess the big question is, with the 36-hour lockdown now done and dusted, how well prepared is the Solomon Islands for COVID-19? That was why the lockdown happened. So what do you reckon?
Well, Talia, I can say that Solomon Islands is a lot more prepared than it was several months ago. And this has a lot to do with the help that the donors have put in, with China and Australia, in getting the testing facilities up and ready. These were opened up earlier this week, and where I attended, and this included a gene expert machine which can do testing, and also two other machines. These are QPR machines which can do mass testing of COVID-19. So these were opened up earlier this week, and I spoke to the Minister of Health, Dixon Moore, who is really happy to have these facilities up and running. This is what he had to say.
Instead of getting the test of the samples overseas, which take about 5 to 7 days, we now have it here just for 5 hours. And also we can test more people with available resources that we have. And we are so thankful for the Australian government as well as the People's Republic of China and the World Health Organization. This partnership has brought us this far. We'd like to thank them.
So with this facility is all up and running, Solomon Islands is going to have its first passenger flight next week. These are Solomon Islanders who are stranded in Brisbane who will be returned home. Schools also start next week. So in terms of preparation, Solomon Islands is a lot more prepared than it was before, and it might start to bring people back into the country from next week.